in the meantime, I've been talking to this Dan Rovick. I don't know if you ever heard of Dan or not, but he was ahead of, him and I graduated together, and then he stayed, and then I left, and then he was heading up Butte. And we talk on the phone and say, what should we do here, Frank? And I'd say, well, I'll do this and that. And then finally he said, hey, would you like to come back to Butte? And I said, not unless I had the authority to do what has to be done. And he said, well, let me check and see. So it was about 6 months later, he said, yeah, we can do that.